约翰福音第十章二十二节，在耶路撒冷有修殿节，是冬天的时候，耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走，犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明地告诉我们。耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们不信，我奉我父之名所行的事可以为我做见证，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有多大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去，我与父原为一。三十一节，犹太人又拿起石头来要打他，耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？犹太人回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说敬望的话，又为你是个人，反将自己当作神。耶稣说，你们的律法上岂不是写着，我曾说你们是神吗？经上的话是不能废的，若那些承受神道的人尚且称为神，父所分别为圣又差到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子，你们还向他说，你说敬望的话吗？我若不行我父的事，你们就必不信我，我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，又叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手走了。耶稣又往约旦河外去了，到了约翰起初施洗的地方，就住在那里。有许多人来到他那里，他们说，约翰一件神迹没有行过，但约翰指着这人所说的一切话都是真的。在那里信耶稣的人就多了。接下来是信息的时间，我们把时间交给爱保罗牧师。
This is time for the message, and we'll give the baton to Pastor Paul.
The deity of Christ is the doctrine that Jesus is not only fully man, but he is also fully God.
耶稣的神性在基督徒的教义就是说，耶稣是百分之百是人，也是神。
In other words, it's the teaching that Jesus is just as much God as God the Father is God.
就是说，耶稣是神，就好比天父也是神。
Jesus is 100% undiluted God.
耶稣是百分之百未稀释的神。
This is one of the most important doctrines of Christianity because if Jesus is not God, then he is unable to save us from sin, and he is also not worthy of our worship.
这点对基督教的教育是很重要的，因为耶稣如果不完全是神的话，他就无法洗净我们的罪，也不值得我们敬拜。
But if Jesus is actually God, then he is our only hope for salvation, and he deserves our wholehearted adoration.
但是如果耶稣是神，他就值得我们敬拜，也是我们拯救的唯一指望。
So if you're trying to decide whether or not to become a Christian, one of the most important things you need to decide is whether Jesus Christ truly is God or not.
所以你如果在考虑要不要成为基督徒，一个很重要的问题就是耶稣到底是不是神。
One of the clearest teachings regarding the deity of Christ can be found in John chapter 1.
我们可以从约翰福音第一章来看。
In this passage, Jesus is given the title, the Word.
第一章第一节里面，耶稣的被称为道。
And Jesus is called the Word because words are used for communication.
道因为指的就是沟通的一个方式。
And Jesus is the Word because the Godhead uses Jesus to communicate to mankind.
所以耶稣是道，因为三一神是用基督来做沟通的。
And so if you turn to John chapter 1 verse 1 and then you replace the name Jesus or substitute the name Jesus in place of his title the Word,The passage would read something like this.
所以如果我们在约翰福音第一章第一节把道用耶稣来代替，就会这样子。
In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God.
太初有耶稣，耶稣与神同在，耶稣就是神。
In other words, this verse teaches three different things.
从这里我们可以看出三点。
First of all, it teaches that Jesus existed in eternity past.
第一，耶稣在永恒的过去就存在了。
In other words, there was never a time in which Jesus did not exist.
就是说耶稣从未不存在过。
And secondly, it teaches that Jesus existed with God.
第二，耶稣与神同在。
Therefore, in some sense, Jesus is separate from God.
就在某种意义上来讲，是说耶稣跟神是分开的。
And yet, thirdly, this passage teaches that Jesus was God.
第三点，说耶稣就是神。
Therefore, though in one sense Jesus is separate from God, yet in another sense Jesus actually is God.
所以虽然在某种层面上来说耶稣跟神是分开的，在另一种层面上来说耶稣和神却是一个的。
So how could Jesus on one sense be separate from God, but on another sense be God?
所以怎么可能耶稣同时又跟神是分开的，又和神是同一个东西呢？
This is the mystery of the Trinity.
这就是三一神的奥妙。
The Bible teaches that there is only one God.
圣经说只有一位神。
These three but they exist as three distinct persons.
但是他们是通过三位来存在着。
God the Son is the title for Jesus.
圣子就是指耶稣。
Now the Father is God.
天父也是就是神。
Continue. Okay. The Father is God. The Son is God.
父是神，子也是神。
And the Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵是神。
The Son is not the Father.
子不是父。
Or the Father is not the Son or the Holy Spirit.
父不是子，也不是圣灵。
And the Son is not the Father or the Holy Spirit.
子不是圣灵，也不是父。
And the Holy Spirit is not the Son or the Father.
圣灵也不是子，也不是父。
And so when John chapter 1 says that the Word was with God, it means that as God the Son, Jesus has coexisted with the Father.And the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以在约翰福音里面说到，道与神同在的时候，是指着说，耶稣与圣灵跟子是同时存在着。
And yet, when John 1:1 says that the Word was God, it means that Jesus was and is still just as much God. Go ahead to the next one. As the other two members of the Trinity are God. Next slide.
那么最后约翰福音说到道就是神，意思是说耶稣就如同父神和如同圣灵一样，他们的神性都是一致的。
And so for trillions and trillions of years, the three members of the Trinity lived in perfect unity and love without the company of human beings.
在永恒的过去，这三位同时存在于一种完美与一种完美的爱里面，这时候人类并未出现。
And then one day, the members of the Trinity said, "Let us make man in our own image."
突然有一天，三一神说，让我们用我们自己的样式来造人。
And so the members of the Trinity created humans so that they could love these humans, and so that the humans could love him.
那么三一神造人就是要让神跟人之间能够彼此相爱。
Unfortunately, however, the humans rebelled against God.
不幸的人却背叛了神。
And as a result, now all humans are sinners and are disqualified in having a relationship with God.
而结果就是我们都成为罪人，我们都没有资格再与神有任何关系了。
The human's contempt and rebellion against God must be punished.
背叛神的人一定要受到处罚。
Since this sin is a crime against an eternal God, the crime and the punishment must be eternal.
既然我们犯的罪是背叛了那永恒的神，我们所受的处罚也自然就是永恒的。
In other words, the punishment must be an eternity of anguish and separation from God.
就是说，我们的处罚就是我们要在永恒都没有办法跟神和好，跟神在一起。
However, though God despises sin, He still loves humans, and He wants to retain a relationship of love with them.
可是虽然神很憎恨罪，可是他还是爱着人，他一直设法要把我们找回去他的家里。
And so the members of the Trinity came up with a plan in which sin could be punished, and yet they could still maintain a love relationship with human beings.
所以三一神想到了一个办法，可以让这个罪虽然还是继续被处罚，可是我们这些人却还是有办法能够回到三一神的家里。
Then they assign Jesus, God the Son, that mission.
这个计划最后由耶稣来执行。
The beginning of this mission can be found in John chapter 1, verse 14.
这个任务的第一次，这个开始可以从约翰福音第一章第十四节看到。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
In other words, Jesus, who was God the Son, became a human and lived among humans.
就是说，耶稣成为人，来到我们中间，与我们住。
These humans saw the glory of God in him, and they experienced his undeserved favor and his undiluted truth.
那这些人就看到耶稣的荣光，还有他的美好。
Now, you would think that the humans would give God the Son a warm welcome, a warm reception for leaving His throne in glory to dwell among them.
你可能觉得耶稣来到世上，他会受到人们的欢迎跟爱戴。
But take a look at John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11.
但是请你们看一看约翰福音第一章第十节。
And this time I will...substitute the name of Jesus for the masculine pronouns.
Masculine? Okay. 在这里我会把耶稣当耶稣这个字用一个第三人称的男性来代替。
Jesus was in the world, and though the world was made through Jesus, the world did not recognize Jesus. Jesus came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive Jesus.
耶稣在世界，世界也是借着耶稣造的，世界却不认识耶稣。耶稣到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接受耶稣。
In other words, when Jesus came to live in the world that he created, most of his creatures did not recognize him as God the Son.
就是说，当耶稣来到了这个他所造的世界的时候，他在这个世界的他创造的东西反而都不接受他。
Instead, they rejected his claims of deity and they called him a false messiah.
反而指责耶稣，指他是一个伪造的假弥赛亚。
And so, if Jesus truly was God the Son, why were so many people so reluctant to believe that he was?
那么如果耶稣真的是神，为什么世人这么不愿意相信他呢？
It seems as if they gave two main reasons for their unbelief.
其实我们可以看到他们的不相信有很多的原因。
The first reason can be found in John chapter 6, verses 29 and 31.
第一个原因可以从约翰福音第六章第二十九节看到。
Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him,What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?
耶稣说，信神所差来的就是做神的工。他们又说，你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你，你到底做什么？
In this passage, Jesus challenges his listeners to put their faith in his deity and his mission from his Father.
在这章经节，耶稣 要让他的那些指控人相信说，我们是必须透过我们所行的功来称义的。
But his listeners responded, "Seeing is believing."
可是这些指控人却说，眼见为凭。
They replied that he needed to show them more miraculous proof of his deity before they would believe in him.
指控者对耶稣说，你必须再做更多神奇的事情，好让我们有机会相信你。
So the first reason that people gave for doubting the deity of Christ was the lack of evidence.
所以第一个不相信的原因就是缺乏证据。
Now, the second reason that people gave that they were reluctant to believe in the deity of Jesus Christ can be found in John chapter 10, verse 24.
第二个不相信的原因可以从约翰福音第十章第二十四节看。
The Jews gathered around him saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly."
犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹豫不定到什么时候？你若是基督，就明明白白地告诉我们。
The word Christ is the Greek word for Messiah.
在希腊文，基督就是指弥赛亚的意思。
The word plainly can either be translated as clearly or boldly.
那这章经节用到了很明明白白这个词。
So in this passage, some Jewish leaders gathered around Jesus and basically said, you just keep on dropping hints that you might be the promised Messiah, but we don't really understand. Are you saying that you are or you're not?
那在这里，这些指控者一直在说，耶稣啊，你一直在暗示着你是弥赛亚。那你可不可以明明白白的说，你到底是不是弥赛亚？
So stop beating around the bush and tell us clearly and plainly, are you the Messiah?
不要再暧昧了，就说你到底是不是弥赛亚。
So the second reason that people gave for doubting the deity of Christ was a lack of clarity.
所以第二个不相信的原因就是含糊模棱两可。
So the first century skeptics gave two basic reasons for doubting his deity.
所以第一世纪的这些学者其实举出了两个不相信的原因。
First, the lack of clarity.
第一个就是不明确。
And secondly, the lack of evidence.
第二个证据不足。
And these are still the same two reasons that 21st century skeptics give for doubting the deity of Christ.
那么即使是二十一世纪的今天，人们还是利用这两个原因。
Some skeptics doubt the deity of Jesus because they think that he never really made any clear claims that he was God.
有些人说耶稣其实从未明确地说他自己就是弥赛亚。
Other skeptics doubt the deity of Jesus becausethey think that he never gave enough proof that he was God.
有些人也说他从未足够充分的证明说他就是弥赛亚。
So perhaps today you are one of those skeptics.
可能今天你是这两者之一。
How would Jesus address your doubts?
那么如果耶稣还在的话，他会如何回应你呢？
Perhaps you are a Christian here today, but you have friends who are skeptics. How should you address their doubts?
也许你的朋友当中有一些人也是有这样的疑问，你要怎么能帮他们解决这些疑问呢？
We can find the answers to these questions in John chapter 10, verses 24 through 38.
我们能够从约翰福音第十章第二十四节到第
24
到38节看到答案。
So let's take a look at how Jesus answered the accusation that he never made clear claims to his deity.
我们来针对耶稣从未明确地说他是弥赛亚这个质问来看。
Let's look at John chapter 10, verses 24 and the first part of 25.
来看第二十四节，还有第二十五节的第一部分。
The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you."
犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹豫不定到什么时候？你若是基督，就明明白白地告诉我们。耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们了。
The skeptics told Jesus, if you're the Messiah, just tell us clearly.
那些犹豫的人说，你就告诉我们明明白白的说吧。
And Jesus answered, I don't need to tell you. that I'm the Messiah because I already have told you that I am the Messiah.
耶稣说我不需要告诉你们，因为我已经告诉过你们了。
In fact, the book of John records at least three heated discussions that Jesus had with skeptics about his messianic claims.
事实上，在圣经里最少有三个地方看到说耶稣很明确的说他自己就是弥赛亚。
And each time, the skeptics got very upset.
而在每一次他这样说的时候，那些指责的人就会非常的不开心。
But they never got upset because he was being too unclear about his claims of deity.
可是哦，他们不开心的原因并不是耶稣不明确。
Every time that they got upset, it was because he was being too clear about his deity.
他们不开心的原因是因为耶稣太明确讲他自己就是弥赛亚了。
So let's take a look at these three conversations.
所以我们来看一看三句话。
The first conversation can be found in John chapter 5, verses 17 through 18.
第一句话是可以在约翰福音第五章第十七到十八节。
Jesus said to them, My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working. For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was now even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God.
耶稣就对他们说我父做事直到如今我也做事所以犹太人越发想要杀他因他不但犯了安息日并且称神为他的父将自己和神当作平等
The second conversation can be found in John chapter 6 verses 35 through 42 Then Jesus declared I am the bread of life He who comes to me will never go hungry and he who believes in me will never be thirstyBut as I told you, you have seen me and still do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I've come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.This, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that comes down from heaven. They said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How then can he say, I came down from heaven?
第二句话在约翰福音第六章第三十五到四十二节耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴只是我对你们说过你们已经看见我还是不信凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来到我这里来的我总不放弃他因为我从天上降下来不是要按自己的意思行乃是要按那差我来者的意思行差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落在末日却叫他复活因为那我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生并且在末日我要叫他复活犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮就私下议论他说这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣他的父母我们岂不认得吗他如今却说我是从天上降下来的呢
The third conversation could be found in John chapter 8, verses 58 and 59. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, Before Abraham was born, I am. At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds.
第三句话可以从约翰福音第八章第五十八、五十九节看。耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏，从殿里出去了。
Three conversations. Each conversation, the Jews felt like he was being blasphemous for considering himself equal with God.
在这三个例子里面，那些人认为耶稣称他自己跟神是一致的时候，就觉得他是在亵渎神。
And two, at least two of those times, they threaten or plan to do.Hurt him, maybe by stoning him.
而且最少有两次里，这些人威胁要用石头打耶稣。
So let's turn back to John chapter 10.
所以我们重新回来看约翰福音第十章。
You would think that Jesus would be more circumspect in his word choice with the skeptics in order to protect himself from being stoned.
你可能认为耶稣应该要为他说话小心一点，好让他不要被石头打。
But take a look at John chapter 10, verses 25 through 36.
但是我们来看第十章第二十五到第三十六节。
Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you did not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I've said you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, the scripture cannot be broken. What about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy? Because I said, I am God's son.
耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们不信。我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我要赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。犹太人又拿起石头来要打他。耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？犹太人回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说前妄的话，又为你是个人反将自己当作神。耶稣说，你们的律法上岂不是写着，我曾说你们是神吗？经上的话不能废的，若那些承受神道的人并且尚且称为神，父所分别为圣又差别世间来的，他自称是神的儿子，你们还向他说你前妄的话吗？
If the skeptics wanted clarity, they got it.
如果那些质问者他们想要的是一个明确的答案，耶稣已经够明确了。
They knew that when he claimed to be one with the Father, that he was claiming to actually be God.
他们知道说当耶稣称他与父唯一的时候，他就已经是在说自己就是神了。
And they knew when he claimed to be God's son, that he was claiming to be God the Son, God who was the Son.
而他们也知道当耶稣称自己为神的儿子的时候，他指的是那位圣子耶稣，圣子基督。
And that's why they wanted to stone him, for blasphemy.
所以他们拿石头打耶稣的原因是因为耶稣说亵渎神的话。
And Jesus indeed would have been guilty of blasphemy if he was merely a man.
那事实上如果耶稣真的不是神只是人的话，其实他说那么耶稣他就真的是是在说前妄妄前亵渎的话。
But if Jesus was more than a mere man, then he was not guilty of blasphemy.
可是如果耶稣他真的是神，耶稣就并没有任何罪了。
If he actually was God in the flesh, he was worthy of worship instead of being worthy of being stoned.
如果耶稣真的是神，他就值得我们敬拜他，而不是被石头打。
But the skeptics claimed that there was not sufficient evidence to believe that Jesus was God in the flesh.
那么这些指控的人又说，并没有明确的证据能够说耶稣他就是神的儿子。
So how did Jesus answer the accusation that there was not enough evidence to believe in his deity?
那针对这样的指控，耶稣怎么回答呢？
Well, Well, let's take a look at John chapter 10, verses 37 and 38.
我们来看约翰福音第十章第三十七和三十八节。
Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father.
我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
Jesus is saying, talk is cheap.
耶稣在说，说的很容易。
If I don't back up my claims to be God with acts of God, don't believe me.
所以如果我不用行动来证明我是神，你可以不必信我。
But if I do back up my claims to be God with acts of God, then believe that I am God.
但是呢，如果我今天用行动来证明我就是神，你们就得信我。
So did Jesus back up his claims of deity with acts of deity?
所以耶稣他是不是有用行动来证明他的神性呢？
You bet he did.
当然有啊。
Jesus John recorded six miracles of Jesus before John chapter 10.
在约翰福音第十章之前，约翰就已经列出了六种不同的耶稣所做的神迹了。
In John 2, he turns water into wine.
他把水变为酒。
In John chapter 4, he heals a nobleman's son's terminal illness.
他把一个富有人的儿子把他的疾病治好了。
In John chapter 5, he heals a man who's been sick for 38 years.
他后来又治好了一个已生病了38年的人。
In John chapter 6, he feeds a crowd of at least 5,000 people with only two loaves, or five loaves and two fish.
他用五个面包两条鱼来满满的喂饱了五千多个人。
Later in John chapter 6, he actually walks on water.
后来他又在水上行走。
And then in John chapter 9, he gives sight to a blind man.
他又使盲人能够重新看到。
So Jesus not only claimed to be God with his words, but he backed up his claim with his works.
耶稣不只用语言说明他是神，他也用行动来说明了他是神。
So how did the skeptics respond to the evidence that he gave regarding his deity?
那么这些指控人怎么样针对这些证据来做指控呢？
Take a look at verse 39.
我们来看一下第39节。
Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp.
他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手走了。
Instead of accepting the evidence, or at least investigating the evidence, they rejected the evidence.
这些指控人不接受证据，甚至连去稍微调查一下证据的可靠性都没做，他们就把这些证据一概不接受。
In fact, they tried to arrest him for being guilty of blasphemy.
他们一直要逮捕他，因为认为他是一个亵渎的人。
So, if there wasn't a lack of clarity on Jesus' claim to deity, and there wasn't a lack of evidence to his claim of deity, why did the skeptics continue to reject Jesus' claim of deity?
既然不是因为不明确，也不是因为证据不足，那么这些指控人为什么还要继续不相信耶稣呢？
The answer can be found in John chapter 10, verse 25.
我们可以从第十章第二十五节看答案。
Jesus answered, I did tell you,but you do not believe.
耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们不信。
In other words, when the skeptics rejected Jesus' claim to deity, it wasn't because of lack of clarity or lack of evidence. It was because of lack of faith.
就是说，指控人不相信耶稣，不是因为不明确或证据不足，而是因为他们信心不够。
Or to put it another way,They rejected the deity of Jesus because they did not have an open mind.
换句话说，他们不相信，因为他们的心智不够开明。
No matter how much evidence would be given to them, they would always explain it away.
不管有多少的证据呈现在他们眼前，他们总是会不接受。
I often hear skeptics say, seeing is believing.
我听很多人说过，眼见为凭。
In other words, they won't believe until they have hard, visible evidence.
就是说，他们在看到一个存在实际的证据之前，绝对不会相信。
But many skeptics continue to refuse to believe even when they receive sufficient evidence.
但是很多人即使在他们看到了证据之后，还是继续不相信。
So even though there is some truth to the saying that seeing is believing, and you shouldn't really commit yourself to a new world view until you have sufficient evidence, it's also true that believing is seeing.
就是说，虽然眼见为凭这句话多少有一点道理，可是其实有的时候我们必须要说，其实先相信才能看到。
In other words, there are some things that you will never see until you believe and act upon the evidence that you have already been given.
就是说，有的时候我们必须要先相信。才能看到这些证据，然后我们才能对这些证据有所回应。
Are you a skeptic about the deity of Jesus Christ?
你是耶稣的神性的指控者之一吗？
For some of you, it makes sense for you to be skeptical because you have not received enough evidence yet to put your faith in Jesus.
可能你对耶稣的指控其实是有道理的，因为也许你还并未看到足够的证据。
It makes sense.To first look at the evidence for the deity of Jesus before you make that decision to believe in the deity of Jesus.
所以在你相信耶稣之前，你其实应该去更清楚地看到这些证据在哪里。
And so I encourage you to investigate the evidence and then decide for yourself based upon that evidence.
所以我鼓励你去详细地查考这些证据，然后去思考。
Don't let anybody force you to make that decision. Make that decision for yourself.
不要让任何人来强迫你做这决定，让你自己来做这决定。
But on the other hand, don't keep from making the decision because you reject even the possibility. At least look into the evidence.
但是请千万不要还未看到证据之前就全然否定一切。
Now you might ask,Where do I find the evidence to determine that Jesus truly was God the Son?
你可能会问，我要上哪去找耶稣就是神的这些证据呢？
Well, the answer can be found in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, where the Apostle John explains why he wrote this book.
我们可以从约翰福音第二十章第三十跟三十一节能够来看到，一些答案。
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Jesus said that he wrote the Gospel of John because he wanted to give people a chance to look at the evidence for the deity of Jesus Christ, and then once they look at that evidence, to put their faith in the deity of Jesus Christ, and therefore they would be able to receive eternal life.
约翰说，他写这个约翰。福音的书的目的就是要把这些神迹写出来给世人看，好叫那些看到的人就能因为这些神迹而相信耶稣。
And so there's various miracles that are recorded in the book of John, and the climactic miracle is the miracle of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以在约翰福音里面记载了很多耶稣的神迹，而最后那最重要的神迹就是耶稣他自己的死里复活。
So if you are a skeptic here today, I encourage you to get a Bible and read a chapter of the book of John every day.
所以如果你还是有疑问，你可以去拿一本圣经，然后一天读一章约翰福音。
Since there are 21 chapters in the book of John, you will finish it in 3 weeks.
因为约翰福音有21章，你在三个礼拜就可以全部读完。
And as you read through the book of John, write down questions that you have while you're reading, and then meet up with a Christian leader or a Christian friend every week and ask them the questions from your reading.
那么当你在读的时候，一边读一边把你有的问题写出来，而也许一个礼拜一次，你可以把这些问题去跟一个基督徒弟兄姐妹来讨论。
Some of you are skeptics, and you have already received enough evidence to believe.
可能有些人，即使得到了很多证据，还是继续不相信。
You don't need more evidence.
你需要的并不是更多的证据。
You just need more faith.
你只是需要更多的信心。
You need to believe the evidence that you already have.
你必须要相信那些你已经拥有的证据。
And then God will show you even more evidence.
那么呢，神就会反而再给你看到更多的证据。
In other words, believe what you see, and then you will see what to believe.
就是说，先相信你所看到的，你就能再看到更多你会相信的。
For, I'm not sure. I think so. Yeah. For those of you who are already Christians, let us wholeheartedly worship and obey Jesus, the God who left his throne in heaven to live among us and become a man.
那如果你已经是基督徒了，就继续的来用全心来服侍神，服侍那从天降为地的神。
Let us challenge our skeptic friends to consider the evidence for the deity of Jesus.
我们可以跑去对那些我们朋友当中有质疑的，去让他们来思考这些问题。
And let us show them that Jesus proclaimed his deity with his works, and he proved his deity. Well, let me say that again. Let us show them that Jesus proclaimed his deity with his words, and that he proved his deity with his works.
让他们知道说，耶稣口里称他自己为神。又用行动来证明他自己为神。
谢谢爱宝牧师的信息。
Thank you, Pastor Paul, for your message.
我们一起来唱这首。